More news stories now, including a trail of angry customers and an honour for our cookery queen, Delia Smith. But first, students' personal information has been leaked.
Highly sensitive and confidential personal details about students were mistakenly sent out by their university in an email. A spreadsheet accidentally sent out by the University of East Anglia, UEA, contained a list of the reasons why about 40 students had their requests for extensions accepted, alongside students' full names and university ID numbers. The extenuating circumstances detailed in the spreadsheet included suicidal thoughts, sexual assault, and serious family illnesses and bereavements. A UEA spokesman said, "This clearly should not have happened, and the university apologises unreservedly. The university has launched an urgent inquiry."
A 15-year-old terminally ill girl has been left without vital medicines after a thief snatched her mother's handbag. Louise Debbidge's handbag was grabbed while she was giving crucial physiotherapy treatment to her terminally ill daughter, Sarah. And to make matters worse, the bag contained medicine, which could help extend the 15-year-old's life, who may only have weeks to live. Louise Debbidge, Sarah's mum, was at car boot sale at Sproston Park and Park and Ride in Wroxham Road when it happened. Miss Debbidge said she was devastated by the theft. Sarah has dystonia, which is a movement disorder similar to Parkinson's disease. It can cause a person's muscles to contract uncontrollably. She also suffers from damaged lungs and has cerebral palsy and is blind. The bag held a purse with about £100, drinks and tissues for Sarah, and medicine for her called chloral hydrate. Miss Debbidge said, "Chloral hydrate helps calm her down. She gets a lot more stressed without it and she tires more easily." The pharmacist told Miss Debbidge the drug was out of stock and she would have to wait up to 10 days to replace it. She said, "I have got to keep my fingers crossed and that Sarah can do without it until then."
An ambitious project to tackle youth unemployment in Norwich is launching a fresh drive to get more businesses in the city involved. Norwich for Jobs, which aims to help 18 to 24-year-olds on employment benefits into work, is coming to the end of its second phase, which saw it focus on supporting harder-to-help young people with more complex needs. In its third phase, anticipated to run for a year, the steering group wants to enlist more businesses to support the project and offer activities and opportunities to young people, while encouraging its existing supporters to get more involved. Companies including M&S, Serco, Howes Percival and Bidwells are among the 180 firms already actively involved with the project. Norwich North MP Chloe Smith, who chairs the steering group, said, "The project is asking for more Norwich firms to sign up so we can achieve even more."
Cookery queen Delia Smith has taught generations of people how to make their way around the kitchen. But now, the author and chef is set to be recognised for the third time as she was included in the Queen's Birthday Honours. Norwich City Football Club joint majority holder Mrs Smith was already an OBE when she was made a CBE in 2009. And she will have another honour to add to the list when she is given the Order of Companions of Honour for services to cookery. Through her recipes and television programmes, Mrs Smith became a culinary institution who has captured the nation's hearts for more than 45 years. She became a cookery writer for the Daily Mirror in 1969, and in 1971, she released her first cookbook, How to Cheat at Cooking. 2 years later, she started her career in television with a BBC series called Family Fair. Throughout her career, she released many books and starred in various TV shows, but locally, she is known for her involvement with Norwich City.
A team from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, has been presented with an award in recognition of its role in a clinical trial to find a treatment for Meniere's disease. Meniere's disease is an uncommon disorder that affects the inner ear. It can cause vertigo, tinnitus, hearing loss, and a feeling of pressure deep inside the ear.
An innovative new train braking system, like ABS in cars, is being fitted to Greater Anglia's rural trains to greatly improve reliability. The new system is being fitted to Class 156 trains which operate on rural services in Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex. This is the first time such a system, known as Wheel Slide Protection, or WSP, has been designed for the trains.
A Norwich appliances shop has left a trail of angry customers wondering if they will ever get their money back. Several customers have complained about a shop called NR1 Appliances, which sells discounted and reconditioned white goods on Hall Road and online. One mother of three from Galston said she spent £450 on a cooker and washing machine from NR1 Appliances, which are yet to be delivered. They were meant to arrive at her new home, but she said they are yet to appear. And despite her sending messages to the business on Facebook, she has not heard anything back. Brian Chatton from Norfolk Trading Standards confirmed they had received a complaint. He said, "Well, when we receive information from the general public concerning problems with a business or company about the service they offer, there is a set procedure for us to follow."
A final year art student from the Norwich University of the Arts, NUA, has won the Bishop's Art Prize for a drawing inspired by Norwich Cathedral's congregation. Elizabeth Monaghan, an MA Fine Arts student, received first place and a prize of £1,000 in the competition for her work inspired by the organ music played during the service. Titled When Music Sounds, Gone is the World I Know, the piece was described by the Bishop of Norwich as an exquisite drawing and a sensitive and uplifting interpretation. The prize is an annual competition open to final NUA students, and this year's theme was Glimpses of Glory. Miss Monaghan said, "The image is an attempt to capture an uplifting moment. I hope that the drawing communicates the power of music possesses to elevate a personal and private moment into an enriching shared experience."